of the Mind Flip. Welcome to Theater of the Mind Flayer, a D&D play podcast set in the homebrewed world of Jekyll. We've got two DMs for some reason, which can only mean twice the fun. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your time at
Theater of the Mind Flayer.
Welcome to Theater of the Mind Flayer. For all your hot sports takes, we have Caleb Daddle here. I'm Jacob Mason. That's Caleb Daddle. How
are
you doing?
Hello. I'm very good. How are you, Jake?
I'm good, thank you. What did you just say about boxing?
I just said I don't think you're a boxer until you get in the ring with somebody, which I think isn't like a hot take. I feel like I'm taking boxing classes, but I'm not a boxer.
Oh, okay.
I don't think. Like, I've never punched someone in the face as hard as I could. You know?
I'm going to call bullshit on that. I reckon you've punched somebody in the face
before. I don't reckon Caleb's been in a fight before. No.
I've never been in a fight.
No, you can tell he's been in a fight. That's the dulcet tones of Luke Sykes.
Hey, hang on.
Who has been in a fight?
My hot sports take is that...
I think the best sprinter race
is 400 meters.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Okay.
It's the most exciting one to watch.
Mm. Okay.
And it's the most ridiculous one. They do it in like 39 seconds. I mean, you're insane.
Okay. Cool. Danielle Butland, what's your hot sports take?
Hot sports take. It's probably not even that much of a hot sports take, but that netball is a very violent sport.
That is a very hot sports take.
That is a very hot sports take. It is catty. It can get catty. But I don't think it's violent.
It's like hidden violent. It's, yeah.
Well, I think
violent.
Water polo
yes.
is hidden
oh, okay.
violent.
Yes. Yeah. And yes, that's very dangerous.
That's like proper drowning each other. Michael Briganti, what's your hot sports take?
It's a new one. Mm-hmm. It's actually my favorite thing is about you, Jacob, is that sumo wrestling.
What was your hot sports take before that, since this is the new one?
Oh,
also not a hot sports take at all.
You're just trying to blow up my spot on the podcast and let everyone know that I'm really into
sumo. I really wanted to say how much I appreciate that I can still discover new things about you.
It was just before we started recording, Jake revealed that he checks the like lineups or matches, I guess,
when
whenever, every day.
Luke reignited this. Like, I didn't do it in the last year, but now that the tournament's back on and Luke was chatting to me about it, we're chatting about, you know, just sumo wrestling and why they do what they do, certain rituals and gestures and things. And I was just like, oh, I'll get back into it. And I watched the, you know, the...
I'm not knocking it.
Day 10 of the tournament, watching, seeing who's
still
winning.
Still waiting on a hot sports take, Michael.
Yeah.
I don't know much sports takes.
Maybe something about horses? What do you think about horses?
Horse seem to be people.
I don't want to ride horses for like sports reasons. For, like,
you don't want to do competitive
pleasure.
Sports wrestling?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure, equestrian. The equestrian sport is a sexy sport.
Okay. Have you ever seen hobby horse? Hobby horsing.
Oh yeah. For people.
Yeah.
It's like a little less sexy. No, I get it.
Yeah. Hercules Mays, what's your hot sports take?
I don't think sports should be as widely televised as they are because I feel like they are unnecessarily violent, and I feel like we should move on as a society.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, we've always
that's
had
a hot take.
Gladiatorial shit, and then the Olympics, and then
there's
we've always
way,
liked.
There's way too much money put into it that could be put into better things,
such as.
I was gonna say helping the homeless.
Yeah, housing.
Making housing. Mm-hmm. Probably bringing down a lot of things like drunk driving and domestic abuse. Because I feel like a lot. That's a different tangent. Is that, I feel like a lot of people that are really into that kind of stuff also tend to have a higher risk of doing certain things that aren't very good.
Oh, gotcha. Yes.
You know what, then? Yeah.
There's a culture to certain sports.
Hooliganism. Yeah. Football, for example.
Yeah.
Soccer for you North American people.
Yeah, sorry. Mm-hmm. Soccer?
Hooliganism.
No. Yeah, go. Michael, what are you trying to say?
Hooliganism.
Nice!
You just gotta let him work through it.
I do agree with you, Herc. Like, the amount of money that goes into these sports, like, particularly in how much these players and a lot of these sports are paid, it kind of takes away as well from the passion sometimes, I think. Because they just, like, jump teams for, like, whoever pays the most. And, like, our national sport in Ireland...
Hurling?
It's hurling, yeah.
Great sport.
And it's a
phenomenal sport.
If you haven't watched hurling, audience, listeners, go watch it. It's actually very, very enjoyable.
Is that what you do after you've drunk too much?
Hurling.
Yeah. But it's not professional. So, like, you have lads...
Are you really?
They don't get paid, man.
That's hilarious.
And they train, like, 5 days a week. They don't drink. They're all on drinking bans, like... people, like, so many people, like, devote their life to it, and it's completely, like, they don't get paid at all.
And you think ice hockey is a brutal sport? Hurling's
violent as fuck.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
For those who aren't aware, hurling is kind of like full contact lacrosse with a harder ball and with no pads, and it's a flat paddle.
They brought in helmets there recently.
Oh, really?
Because the lads just wouldn't wear them, and you have a wooden fucking thing and smash.
And the ball is hot as fuck.
The ball is like a puck, like a round.
Oh,
puck.
Wow.
It's like that
who
hard.
Chooses to be a goalkeeper in that sport? Like, honestly.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do people die often?
There was some.
Listen, if someone has died playing cricket,
yeah, that's what I mean.
Has died playing,
but now they have helmets on now, and
barely.
Yeah.
It's like these small little hockey helmets. Those are like
they're pretty much yarmulkes, hard yarmulkes.
When my family first saw hurling on TV, I got woken up. Because my dad and my brother couldn't believe what was happening on TV. They woke me up from my sleep to like come watch this game. I was like, okay. Yeah.
They're hardy cunts, man. But I feel like when you take away the money aspect of it, like you just get pure like passion and community.
Would you play?
You know? I played for years in school.
Hurling here.
I was never good. No, I wouldn't be good enough. Like these lads have played hurling.
Here in Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Like anyone who's
I thought it was
here.
Like the Aussie rules here. Like, they're all a little shit. Well, I mean, they're good, but they're not fantastic. Yeah, I assume the same.
That would be the same. Like, I was never near that level. Like, I never started. I was always on the bench.
You were the one drinking.
Yeah, not even, man. I was 12. I was sad. Just wanted to play. My dad would bring me Gatorades. For sitting on the bench.
Gatorade.
So wait, he made sure you were hydrated while you were sitting
literally,
there doing
he was
nothing.
The cutest and saddest thing at the same time. He'd come over with a towel and like parade and stuff, make sure that I was hydrated and never fucking got off that bench.
At least
came to every game.
Support.
Yeah. That's it was cute, awesome. But
brutal.
Made me feel worse because I was like, dad doesn't not realize I'm fucking, well, he did realize I was a loser, but he must have known.
When I played football as a youngin', my dad was the runner. So the one that would run messages between the coach and the players. Mm. But my dad got in shit because he'd just stay on the field and start shouting shit like at the other players and like needle them with little sly
just
comments and stuff
that.
Like that. Just a shit stirrer. Yeah. Yeah. And he got, told to knock it off. Do you have a trivia treat for...
Welcome to this week's episode of Trivia Treat.
Sports of Pound.
Treat edition. What's the national sport of D&D?
Ooh.
sports?
Do they need sports?
There are sports. Yeah, there's plenty of sports.
Wizard tournament, obviously.
Well, I think it depends on the race of people.
The elves would play chess 100%.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Five-dimensional chess.
I was like, does chess count as a sport?
Chess absolutely is a sport.
Planar chess.
Mm. Mm.
What forms can an imp familiar polymorph into?
A pseudo-dragon?
Familiar?
Pseudo-dragon?
No, that's its own.
Infamiliar.
Pseudo-something?
Infamiliar?
An imp.
Imp.
Familiar.
We can do all the usual ones.
I don't know what the...
I'm looking for three.
Is one of them a flying monkey?
No.
Oh, that's another one of the special ones.
I thought the imp was.
If you were
a pact
of the chains, warlock, for example, you choose the imp as your familiar.
Yeah, they can attack in combat. They're the only familiars that can attack in combat.
And they can turn into three.
They can turn invisible.
Things. They can. Yes, they can.
Mm. Yeah.
A black cat.
No.
Mm. Can they be a crow?
They can be a raven. I'll give you crow.
A raven, a bat, and a shadow version of yourself.
Or crab.
I think some imps can turn into bats, but I think specifically familiar imps can't.
Is it
a spider?
Can they turn to a rat?
Spider and rat!
Points
across the board. Yeah, they can turn into a rat, a raven, or a spider.
Wait, but you can't turn a regular familiar into a rat or a spider? Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
You can't turn a regular familiar into a rat or spider. What does that mean?
Well, because the find familiar spell gives
your
you a
familiar can be a spider.
Yeah.
But
I'm talking
it
about
can
you
change
have it,
forms.
The imp can change between those two.
Oh,
forms.
Like whereas you need to spend an hour doing it to your familiar.
You would
if you
have
want
to
change
recast
them.
It in order to get them into.
Because familiar is also then different from like your warlock familiar.
Well, the main difference is that they can attack in combat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the rest, it's kind of similar.
I was looking for what the imp in particular can transform into.
Yeah, but can you transform a regular familiar into those creatures if you spend the time?
Well, I think you need to de-summon them and then you re-summon them as a new thing.
Yeah, so you spend the gold piece and you do the spell again. Oh, interesting. Yeah. Very cool.
That was this week's episode of Trivia Tree.
Points. Excellent. We're going to play our favorite game. We're going to play it backwards this time. You're going to start with an R-rated scene. No. You're going to do it PG-13, and then you're going to do it G-rated. When I say G-rated, unlike last time, I would like it to be as child-friendly as possible, aimed at a children's audience.
Mm-hmm.
But we start with our R-rated scene.
And we're doing the same scene.
Yeah, like every last time. Like last same time. Scene every
nailed
time.
It last perfect. Time. Yeah, yeah. Again.
Caleb, give us a relationship.
A student beats the master relationship. So the student the student has become the master. The student becomes the master relationship, if that makes sense. So the relationship is they have now become the master. Does that make sense?
I feel like that should just be the game. Just give Caleb, give us a relationship.
That's a good one. That's a unique one.
That was
one.
The weirdest way to describe it.
I don't...
The student becomes the master.
Oh, we got it, Caleb.
The relationship is
okay.
The student.
So
I think I want to see you improv that.
What? We have student and master. Student maybe coming back, maybe ascending to the ranks of master.
Can
master,
I make it more
recognizing this? No, but you can give us give us a location.
A chess championship.
Okay.
Okay. There you go. Student becomes the master. Chess championship. You're all in this together. Mm-hmm. Starting with it being R-rated. Remember, as many fucks, as many shits, as many cunts, as many violence as you want. PG-13, one fuck, as many shits as you want, and PG-13 rated. Think your summer blockbuster kind of movie. And then G-rated for educational purposes, that sort of thing. Take it away.
Welcome back, ladies and fucking gentlemen, to this motherfucking chess tournament. We got a fucking nail biter for you in this one. Can I get a whoop whoop, motherfuckers?
Whoop whoop, motherfuckers!
All right, we tune in to our fucking challengers and champions.
We have an exciting match over here on the left-hand side of our table here, don't we, Tom?
That's right, motherfucker. Let's get this party started.
Wait, she told you?
What? Oh, God damn it, man. That's low
Give
blow.
Me a high five.
All right,
because I low-blowed your mom. And here we have the master, a young...
Vader. What?
How immature can you be? The new master, the young master on the scene, the young master, as you call them, the master Bader, a Miss Baderson Sampton. She's about to make a move.
Now she's known for her extreme baiting skills in these chess tournaments, you know.
Ooh, look at that finger play. Slow motion video. Ooh, there goes the fingers up and
Queen
down.
To motherfucking D7.
Bishop to...
Did you say bishop?
What? To F2 captures your knight.
The young Padawan has just... What's his name?
Playground! Sorry.
Motherfucking playground.
She told you where we did it as well?
Oh, God. Hopefully it was late at night.
Yeah, our challenger. He's the challenger, right? The Mr. Playground. We're the...
See if he can bounce back from that absolute spanking he just got.
And how was he spanked? Demo.
Like this.
Let's
turn to the game. Oh, looks like some smack talking is happening
at the table.
You gonna fucking take my knight?
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking take your knight.
Really? You think you can fucking do that?
Yeah.
Deal with this.
Oh! Fuck me! That was crazy. All those pieces went everywhere. It hit Timmy in the eye in the front row. Look at him.
You cunt! Fuck this! Fuck this game! Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
And we'll be right back. That's our scene. Excellent. Let's jump in the PG-13 rated version, starting with our host.
And welcome back to our
championship chess tournament today, this fine day. What do you say? It's a fine day for some battle, right? Yeah,
it's a real fine day for a battle. You see, we got the challenger, Mr. Playground, with his master, the one who taught him how to master. Nope, don't think it. That's dirty.
don't say it.
Ooh, we got some smack talk going on at the table.
Screw you.
Rook E6, capture your bishop.
I don't think that was a movie made in the last session, but that was quite tight on the front, the battle front there.
Coming from the king of making the scene consistent in the last time we played it, who turned into an all-powerful maggot being.
I'm going to go queen to F7.
She just F'd his 7.
Bishop to F2, capture your knight.
No fucking way!
Oh,
we're on air! We're on air!
Guys, come on!
Shit, I'm sorry. I know! Damn it!
That's two in the swear jar!
Just couldn't hold back my excitement from the move that was just made! He just took down his master!
Oh, that's gotta hurt.
This is shit! You're shit! And it's all...
Ugh. Whoa! We have a Godzilla situation happening down here in... Who knew she could transform into one of the most mythical beasts of our time?
Of course, Luke takes
Ah, my eye!
And that's the scene.
That's little Timmy. No, Timmy.
That's the scene. We're going to move on to G-rated.
Oh my gosh.
Godzilla. It's going to bring us to our G-rated.
That's
for children.
Good morning, everyone.
And hi, kids.
How are you all doing today?
Give Timmy a little wave in the front row.
Hey, Timmy's back.
I'm good. Hi.
You excited to watch some chess, Timmy?
Well.
Oh.
Okay. I thought it was going to be cartoons.
This is for our Make-A-Wish
I thought I was
today.
Watching the Godzilla movie.
But what Timmy doesn't know is that he's here for that reason. So shh.
And he's in for quite the battle ahead. We have a challenger versus their ancient teacher of chess,
David,
who taught them everything they knew from a young age. And it's all come down to this, kids.
Hey, buddy. Nice to meet you in a chess game and see you as a student. Maybe become the master.
Oh, I can't wait. You've taught me everything I've known. But I think this is going to be the one time where I finally surpass you.
It's a David and Goliath situation. And for kids that don't know, David and Goliath is a story from the Bible. You should all read it. Sponsored by the Christian Channel.
Accept Jesus in your heart, kids. Otherwise, you go to hell. Oh!
Oh, no.
Well, hot digging dog. Let's return back to the action.
Let's try queen to F7.
F is for fun.
And here on the Christian Channel, aren't quite sure why the queen holds so much power, but that is the nature of this game from those pagans, the Greeks.
I'm gonna do bishop to F2 to capture your knight. Checkmate.
Oh, everyone give him a round of applause.
Oh, no.
And Timmy, don't do that. You'll bruise.
And we know that our challenger is the real winner today. But guys, everyone wins when we're having fun playing chess.
And F was for fun.
I hope I see another Christmas.
And that's the game. There we go.
That is how it's played.
Oh boy, that's how that game's played. We're gonna jump into some D&D. Theater of the Mind Flayer.
In our last session, you began your infiltration of the heavily guarded Temple of Brigantia. To get a better perspective of the situation, Force and Azarus studied the guards' patterns, discovering there to be a UNT in charge directing the guards. They also noticed that goods were being delivered to the temple. Meanwhile, Agnar and Edorath, while on their way to a secret tunnel to the temple, accidentally drew the attention of two of the guards. Praying to her god, Agnar asked for guidance, and for the first time, she heard the voice of Brigantia. The god gave her the ability to cast silence and warned her that her help would dissipate if she aided the companion who wished to end her. In Agnar's divine silence, Edorath cut down one of the guards. However, the remaining guard raised the alarm. Agnar flew up a tree to send a message to Azarith for help,
leaving Edorath as more guards approached. He began to fight them off as a volley of arrows pierced him. Meanwhile, Force approached the temple, claiming to be representing King Aloysius Callum, which is where we are going to begin our fucking session today.
As we begin our Thethion,
session begins. Round one.
We're going to start this session G-rated and then move it all the way towards R-rated by the end. That is going to bring us to the very top of our round of nonsense. Edorath, these Kenku move in on you. As they move in on you, they're not shy and they're running all the way towards you. They fire off a volley of arrows once more. 9, 14, 24... and a 17.
14, 24, and 17 hits.
Excellent. Three of these bad boys. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18 points of piercing damage as they hit you and they dart in. They're now 30 feet from you. And as they get to within 30 feet on you, they sling the short bows over their backs and pull out these tiny, tiny little short swords. These little zing, and they start to run towards you. The bodies of the lizard folk in front of you as they dart towards you. That is going to bring us down to you yourself.
Yep. I'm going to
30 feet from you.
Yeah, I'm gonna stand there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna heal myself up with Lay on Hands.
Beautiful.
I'm gonna sort of wipe the blood from my mouth or spit and heal myself for 25.
Nice.
As an action, and then as a bonus action, I'll pull out the infiltrator's key.
Yeah.
Sort of behind my back.
Yeah.
And then it will bamf into a dagger, and then I will have the dagger and Serana both in my hand.
Making me jealous, Edorath.
And that is my turn. That is action, bonus action.
Okay, beautiful. That's going to bring us down to Agnar.
Having seen the like path of the Kenku,
yeah,
kind of, I want to try and find a different tree that's going to help me see better.
You adjust to a different tree. As you adjust to a different tree, I'll say you have like a side-on view of Edorath and the Kenku coming towards him. They're about they'd be about a 40 feet angle down from you if you go by Pythagoras theorem. You would also, what's your passive perception?
Passive is 18, I believe. Yeah, 18.
I got Luke.
I got to give that to you.
I didn't hear it. I didn't know.
He's just like
A squared. It wasn't.
It's like, yes, Michael.
I was just going to black and whisper like, without getting noticed. B squared equals C squared.
Danielle.
<All right. laughs> Yes.
You can see them at about 40 foot angle. You can also see Azareth kind of darting through the bushes, muttering, A squared plus B squared.
I'm trying to keep the angle of like
absolutely. Yeah. What would you like to do, Agnar?
I would like to cast Spiritual Weapon.
Nice. Right where the little Kenku are.
Yeah. And I'm going to cast it at 4th level.
Excellent. As your spiritual weapon appears, one of the Kenku looks up.
Oh. Excellent. I'm going to try and boop.
Excellent. Go ahead and give me a boop for one of the Kenku.
Okay, 16 plus 8 is 24 to hit.
24 absolutely hits. Go ahead and give me a damage.
That is 8 plus 3, 11.
11 points of damage. With 11 points of damage, as you conk this Kenku, you would see that as you conk it, it immediately goes, and its feathers kind of fly off. It looks really badly hurt with that hit.
With 8? Sorry, whatever it was, 11?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else you want to do?
That was my bonus action.
Correct.
As an action.
Yeah.
I see where my bow's all the way on the ground, right?
All the way on the ground on the other tree, yeah.
I'm going to...
Okay, beautiful. That's going to bring us down to Azareth. What would you like to do?
Where am I at this point?
You would be about 100 feet from Edorath and the Kenku, I'll say, at this point.
You're at the C-squared location.
I don't just want to get close.
You see a spiritual weapon appear, conk one of them.
They look like they can handle this. Just three little birds. I'm not gonna expose myself yet. I'm just gonna keep making my way to Edorath.
They might go for the worm though.
Open that can of worms.
Yeah. That bag of worms. Can of beans. Can of worms, bag of beans. Excellent. Movement action.
Yeah.
You're within 30 feet?
Yeah.
30, 60? Yeah, so you're within 30 feet. So you're like Kenku are here, you're like in line with them. Edorath there. Let's move in an action. We'll get
and
you.
The Kenku are between us.
Kenku are in the bush. You're in the bushes. The Kenku are running to Edorath. Okay. So Kenku heading this way, Edorath here, you're here and right moving with them. Yeah. Agnar is somewhere behind you. Excellent. That is going to bring us down to Force and Alpin. Force and Alpin, you watch as these Kenku come darting towards you with these tiny little short swords, these little as they come half flying, half hopping towards you. They would come to in front of you. As they come to in front of you, they hold out their swords. Alpin's there with his spear. And you would see the Yuan Ti from the other side says, "Approach."
"Stand resplendent, Sir Alpin. Let's go."
"Should I message my liege?"
"Nope."
"Right."
And we'll just like, "Oh, we come in friendship and favor of those that lead this expedition."
Looks at Alpin and says, "I was unaware that the elven folk had anything to do with this."
"At the moment they don't, but they're trying to have a dialogue with Neodracht. So when the elves eventually succeed in the conquering of the dwarven folk, then we can have a prosperous agreement."
"Did you come via the tunnel from Neodracht?"
"No, we came via ship."
"Right. Wait here one moment."
And it turns and heads inside. As it heads inside, do you speak
Snake?
I don't. Walking around, I'd be like, "Jessica Shasada sent us."
"Who did?"
"Jessica Shasada."
Turns back before they speak. This is the council member. Yep. As you shout out, as you say that name, they look at you. Looks at you, turns back, and says,
"You name many individuals."
"Hmm.
Who sent you?"
"You think the church and the leadership aren't in contact? They all sent me."
Turns away from you and heads inside.
Inside check.
Go ahead and make an inside check.
Whoop. Oh, that's cracked. Oh, fuck. That's an 8 plus something. 8 plus my insight. Ooh, 2. 10 total.
10 total. Unreadable. They've turned away before you can kind of get a read on them. The Kenku are there. You look, you could probably take these Kenku pretty quickly. But they're there holding you as they step inside. The timber gets pushed aside and pushed back in. And you hear Draconic once more. You're too far away, Azareth.
Okay,
I'm so sorry.
It's fine. I don't want to hear everything. I just like a little bit of stuff.
As they step inside, beautiful. That is going to bring us back down to the Kenku. The Kenku in front of you are going to make 4 attacks on you with their short swords. As they all gather around you, they don't get advantage, but they gather around you regardless. That is going to be a 14, a miss, a 18,
yep,
and a natural 20.
Mm-hmm. No, that one doesn't.
I mean, when he rolls 4 dice at all.
Nat 20.
I'm not too, 5 chance. I'm not too worried about these guys.
Fair. Excellent.
Yeah.
5,
I
10,
myself up.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 points of slashing damage as they slash out into you. As they slash out into you, we come down to your turn.
Oh,
one of them does lean down to grab the, try and grab the whistle. They're in the middle of grabbing the whistle from one of the one of the lizard folk.
That the damaged one?
Roll a D100 for me. I'll say it is a, if you get a 75 or above, it's the damaged one.
Nope.
Okay, not the damaged one.
Cool. I guess I'm just going to... I'm just going to try to chop the head off of the one that's...
It's trying to get the... Yeah, go for it. Go ahead and give me a damage, an attack roll, please.
Yeah, I'll do... I'll start with, I guess, I'll try to do all three attacks, but we'll see if maybe only one or two might be enough to get the job done.
Beautiful, go for it.
Whoa, not you. That is a 16, a 12, and a natural 1.
Okay, the 16 hits.
Okay.
The 12 misses.
Yeah.
And the natural 1...
Mm-hmm.
The blade, the scimitar, seems to stop in midair. Like it's pissed off that you brought out a dagger.
This room is getting jealous.
All the people that we killed today, Edirath, why do you need that for?
Now that's 15 points of damage.
15 points of damage. That Kenku's completely destroyed with that 15 points of damage.
Then can I sort of step on the whistle?
Yeah, you can step on the whistle.
Yeah.
Step on the whistle. Yeah. You notice another one going for the other draconic creature's whistle.
Yep.
That's excellent. Agnar.
All I can do.
I'm going to... Bonus action.
Bonk.
Bonk.
Excellent.
One of them.
The one that's already very badly injured?
I mean, 50-50 for Bitcoin, I guess.
Do you want to hit the one that's already
whichever one is closest to. So.
The one that it already just hit. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That is, ooh, again, 16 plus 8, 24 to
definitely
hit.
Definitely hits. Go ahead and give me your damage.
8 plus 3 is another... 11.
Excellent. That Kenku is destroyed as your holy weapon kind of squashes it on the ground. There's only two of them left that haven't been hurt.
And from here, I can see that nobody else is really sort of coming along, right?
From here, you can't really see the front of the temple.
I'm gonna head down and to get my bow.
Okay, yeah, you head down, you get your bow.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to do?
Can I fire it? Is that
You can't
that
see much through the... Firing a bow through breeze is... very difficult. You can't quite see through to where Azareth and are. You can make a perception check real quick. It'll be a high DC, but yeah, you can make a real quick perception check to see if you can actually spot anyone through the trees.
Mm.
You were good up high, but down low, it's going to be a little bit more difficult.
No, I'm going to use my action to fly back up again.
Oh, okay, beautiful. Down, pick up your bow, fly back up. As you fly back up, you see Azareth. What's your passive perception, Edirath?
Not great. Not great.
It's 14. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. You see Azareth kind of in the bushes, making his way along with that 13 that he made. What would you like to do, Azareth?
Oh, it's my turn.
Yeah.
Ooh,
see two Kenku left, one of them reaching for the whistle.
I'm going to. I can see him reaching for the whistles.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm going to cast a minor illusion on the whistle. To make, or in the area where the whistle is lying, to make like multiple whistles kind of scattered throughout, like around.
Okay, nice. Yeah, yeah. Whistles
just
everywhere.
Like kind of the shadows that the trees are casting, like some of them just kind of like shift to
look excellent.
Like a whistle.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We are going to resolve this. We come back to the start of the round. That one's going to make an investigation check real quick to see if it, it starts to pick at all the other whistles, every whistle but that one. And the other one is going to slash at Edirath. As he slashes at Edirath, go ahead and give me your damage roll for the dagger, not for Serana. I'll say that Serana's been a little bit of a dick.
Petty. Three.
Excellent. 3 points of damage is the other one. Like, jumps onto your dagger. It doesn't quite get to you. That brings us down to you. What would you like to do?
I'll just sort of put the dagger away, I guess.
Excellent. Scimitar's back to normal.
I'm going to slash the...
Go for it. Go ahead and give me a couple of slashes.
That's in front of me.
Much better.
I'm going to come, Edor.
That is a 16 and a 25.
Both of those hit.
7 plus 8 is 15 for the first one.
First one kills the one that landed on your dagger. You slash through it.
And I will move over to the other one.
Go for it.
Yeah. That one on the second hit is a 12 points of damage.
Uh-huh. You slice into that one. As you slice into that one, it kind of drops to the ground and just looks up at you and says, ah, it's got one hit point left.
There's
And as you go,
you've taken the fun out of this.
As you stab into it, it goes, you've taken the fun out of this. And you...
Oh, I forget that they do that.
It drops to the ground. Dead. Combat is over. As you pop out of the bush, Azareth. Agnar, you watch as combat is over. I hand it back to you three very briefly.
Relax. Wait, hold it. Is everything okay? Jeez, guys. We just got started.
Oh, geez, Rick.
Rick. Oh, come on, man.
From my tree point, can I maybe go a little higher and see if I can see just a little bit more? See if anybody else is coming.
Yeah. Go ahead and make a perception check from up higher.
Rolling so badly. That is a 10.
As you fly up, you can kind of see the temple. With the 10, you can see where you kind of want to go to get to that underground access point, but you don't see anyone coming. You don't see Edirath. So you don't see Bias. You don't see Force or Alpen.
Okay, I'm going to fly back down.
Excellent. You guys are reunited.
Hello.
Force and Alpen are back. Remaining their watch, or they could be talking. Right.
They've definitely done something stupid.
They're going to be wondering why their party hasn't returned.
Right. Well, we should go to the. We haven't checked the tunnel yet.
All right. You guys go. Continue to the tunnel. I'll maybe buy us some time, and I'll kind of lift up necklace of disguise. Uh-huh. Like I can maybe, you know, convince them that their friends have been dispatched, but we took care of the threat, and hopefully they won't send anyone else. But are you guys going to continue to the secret passage?
Yes, I think so. Yes.
All right, I'm going to put the necklace of disguise on.
Yeah,
and I'm going to disguise myself as one of the lizard folk. That
how tall are you? 5-something, 6-something.
I think it's like
5'10"
or something.
5'10". Yeah, you can be a slightly shorter lizard folk. Yeah, not too much shorter. 6'10"'s not too terrible.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't it, 6'10"? Can it alter?
It makes you a foot higher or a foot shorter. That's it. That's alter self can make you a completely different creature, but yeah. But yeah, absolutely.
I'll kind of like walk with a limp, and I'll look kind of make it look like I'm a bit like battered, as if like
I've got
some scratches and... And then I'm going to... look down with the Kenku and put the necklace of... Oh, does that work? No, that can't work. I can't disguise... Yeah, it's dead. Okay, no. Yeah,
corpse.
That's it. I'll do that and... all right, you sound like this now, because this is all I heard was like a whisper.
Why do you weirdly sound like me?
Well, this is... all I heard was a whisper of them speaking Draconic, so I'm going to keep this voice.
Draconic?
Yeah. What? Did I say something wrong?
I suppose I always thought it was a draconic, but
Dragon.
Dragon.
Dragon. Dragonic.
Dragon. All right, you guys go. You guys message me if you know.
Right.
You communicate something and I'll see what Force is up to.
Okay.
Don't. What? Don't get yourself killed for him.
I'm planning on it. And I'm going to pick up one of the Kenku.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to make my way to like where the tree line breaks in the clearing and just kind of observe to see what I'm looking at first.
Okay. As you make your way to the tree line, as you two make your way towards the little hole there.
I would like to use the infiltrator. I will bamf it back into the key. And I would like to cast Pass Without a Trace.
Beautiful. Excellent. As you guys head towards the secret hatch. You can make a stealth roll with plus 10 to it.
This wasn't with advantage.
Just a flat roll with plus 10.
Did you get what
this
I got?
Is fucking unbelievable.
Did we both get...
I got a 24.
Oh.
With mine.
What's the flat roll?
Oh, no, wait. Nice.
19, sorry. I got a 19, sorry. Not a 24.
Okay.
At advantage. Plus 10, plus my stealth.
You in that one?
My okay. God.
Beautiful. You guys walk away. As you guys walk away, Azareth, you make it to the clearing. As you make it to the clearing, God. You've got a side view of the steps that lead up, kind of looking at it from where Danielle is, essentially. A side view. You see Force standing there with Alpin by his side, Kenku pointing little swords at them. They seem to be just standing there. Alpin's looking as regal and as important as possible.
So what's your weird name, little one?
So what's your weird name, little one?
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Sir, I wonder if perhaps we should be quiet. Sir, I wonder if perhaps we should be quiet.
Let's see if we get two of them do the same thing at once.
Let's see if we can get two of them do the same thing at once.
We should talk at the same time.
We should talk at the same time.
They're all doing it. Excellent. You would watch as the door opens. As the door opens, you would see that same Yuan Ti step out and gesture, stepping down towards you. You Force would see what looks to be a rather tall-looking lizard folk. You can see they seem to have on them. Let me find the actual thing. They seem to have on them what looks to be a number of like a tooth dagger on their hip, and you can see some sort of tattooing on the inside of their arms, like they've been scored on their scales and things like that. As they step out, you'll recognize them as one of the trio that stepped out earlier. As the lizard folk step out, looks at you, looks at Alpin.
You are representatives for Sashara.
Representatives for partly her.
And who else?
Did your associate not pass on the names that they had to begin with?
And who else?
pause for me if I may. representatives for Payet or Odina and Tekra.
You represent the church, and he represents...
I represent the Elven contingent. We are at war, and we're seeking allies. And
we have heard word that potentially what you are digging up here, there might be something related on Neodracht.
Roll a... I see you rolling shit, Michael. Roll a persuasion check for me.
Okay.
Oh, that's good. That's a 17 plus an 8. 25.
Ooh. Beautiful. 16. Excellent. They look at you. They say,
there must be some wires crossed. You may not have been completely informed of what we're doing. Please. Come inside.
When do we ever get informed of what actually is happening?
Ain't that the truth, brother?
Right.
I am Harsuma.
Harsuma. Nice to meet you. I am Boss.
I'm Sir Alpin. A knight. It's a pleasure. Please.
And gestures. And you watch Azareth. Yeah?
Probably start making his way out of the clearing.
As you make your way out, the Yuan Ti, not the lizard folk, the Yuan Ti, not Harsuma, the Yuan Ti kind of turns, hisses, the Kenku kind of turn and point at you as you approach. The Yuan Ti runs to the edge of the steps and says, ah, what news? Deaths, obviously.
Yes.
I forgot.
Are you? What language are you speaking in?
In Draconic.
Okay, beautiful.
But I'm talking like as if like the whisper I heard.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just kind of emulating that
performance check.
And I kind of limp forward, holding one of the...
I mean, Luke Calder, give me a performance check.
Sorry, just back to there.
I'd do it with advantage because you've got, you're carrying a dead Kenku, you're...
Disguised.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ten.
You rolled two dice? Fuck.
Nines. For performance.
You're a sorcerer.
Yeah, it's not your main
stat.
Shouldn't
your charisma be like at least?
Oh, that was Sir Alpin. I was looking at Sir Alpin.
It's 14.
14. Okay. Hasuma looks at
character sheet.
Hasuma looks at the Yuan Ti and says, "Deal with this," and kind of gestures for you to follow them inside. Sir Alpin kind of nods, looks at you, awesome, gestures inside.
After you, Leash.
Right. So Alpin walks inside. You follow him in. Azareth. The Kenku immediately turn. And you watch as they advance on you, the Yuan Ti kind of following along behind them.
Can I make an... Actually, I don't know. You're not fucking... No, whatever. Metagame. Get it.
Yeah, he's... what's your passive insight?
It's actually pretty high.
If it's 14...
Passive insight... Oh, it's 12. My perception 16.
Yeah. Excellent. They start to make their way towards you, the Yuan Ti also. What do you want to do, Azareth?
I'll continue, like, I'll meet them halfway.
Okay.
As if I'm, like, you know, yeah, non-threatening, as, like, comfortable as I...
Yeah, the Kenku kind of trot over as they trot on over. I am Sir Alpin! Kind of trot on over. It comes from one of the bird's mouths.
Like, double take. He stops for a moment and is like, no, continue, keep going.
Yeah. The Yuan Ti pulls up on you and says,
"What happened to the rest of the brothers?"
Fucking birds and boars looking for a healing.
Looks you over.
Get them off, but...
Why did you bring one back?
Like this one. Couldn't leave him back there.
What was his name?
You know me, I'm not good with names.
What's yours? You at least know yours, right?
Yeah, mine. Sorry, I think I need medical attention.
I gotta drop to a knee.
Okay, give me a performance or a deception. I'll let you try and save this.
12 plus 12. 9. 21.
Okay. That is the wettest fart I've ever heard. You wait till you hear that back. Just turn Luke's mic up for that. It's just like looks you up and down and says,
"What did you just eat?"
I'm just trying to keep my energy up. I'm fading.
Okay. Get inside, for fuck's sake. Jeez. He's gonna look at you and he's gonna say,
"Leave the Kenku.
Make sure to bury him. Whatever his name was."
He's gonna say, "Make your way inside. You can see Traina for healing."
Traina?
Hey, who's that?
Who's what?
The other two guys.
Oh, emissaries. One from Neodract, and the other has to do with the church. The Church of Orin.
Oh, shit. I'll kind of just go.
Excellent. Did you head on in? Excellent. You head on in. As you head on in, the wooden door moves aside, and you guys
and
step
swipe
on
screen.
In. We swipe across to you two. Making your way, you would find the hatch. It's kind of buried amongst some rubble and some ruins of an old kind of homestead that was built here to try and withstand the Howling Ring. As you make your way towards it, what would you guys like to do? You can see the you can literally see the mound. You can see where the hatch would be. It doesn't seem to be anyone around.
Yeah, I think to play into that in that one, like being back in this familiar environment, Agnar is going to sort of... like unconsciously start humming the kind of working songs and hymns that she would have like sung when walking around this area in normal times.
Excellent. You guys get towards the hat.
All right. So do you think this thing's got any traps or anything, or am I just good to try to pick this?
We should check. And we do an investigation.
Go for it. Give me an investigation check.
Oh, neither of us are very smart.
All right.
I'm not smart on a good day.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I already forgot the name that he said.
Net 20.
Hey.
Yeah.
As you look at
for
this,
a total of a 21.
As you look at this trap door, you're fairly certain it's not trapped. Like, they're never really trapped.
Great.
You know, if something gets in, you're usually quite kind towards it.
Yep.
They're there to be accessed as quickly as possible. No traps, as far as you can tell.
I'm going to try to open it.
Excellent. Seems to open.
Not even locked. Okay.
Use yourself, Agnar.
Yeah, it's all right.
I'll go down.
Excellent. You go down. Agnar, you follow. Mm-hmm. Are you closing the hatch behind?
Yes.
Bang!
Oh, fuck. Sorry, it was heavier than I thought.
You're really not good at this whole stealth thing, are you?
No, it's not something I've done before.
Okay.
You head down a very short ladder. Only takes you down about 5 feet, and then kind of have to duck into this carved out kind of corridor designed for slightly smaller creatures, perhaps on all fours. And you start to move down a tunnel that isn't familiar to you, but isn't foreign to you. One that you've maybe been down once, maybe twice. And you know it more often than not will just, these sort of tunnels lead directly to a kind of subterranean area under the temple, in the temple. As you make your way through, you, Agnar, the second you get in there, after you hear that bang, you would hear the sounds of digging, of shovels and scraping. And as the bang echoes out, they just stop for a second.
Gonna wait to move forward until they start digging again.
You hear the digging start to begin.
Gonna start walking again.
Okay. Are you walking stealthily?
Yes.
Make a stealth roll, please.
Thank you. That's better. Plus the 10.
Plus 10. Yep. Yeah.
That's a 22.
30.
Beautiful.
Yay.
As the shadows kind of coil around you and mute your sounds, you trek on through. As you trek on through, we cut to you guys. As you step into the Temple of Brigantia, you see before you immediately the ground kind of drops into a small kind of a long room that leads up to a little bit of a dais with what you know to be the statue of Brigantia. You would see that a lot of the pews and things have been pushed to the side. There are goods dumped into the center of the room here. As you step on him, you can see that past the pillars that kind of hold this building up, you can see to the left there appear to be a number of corridors and rooms, like maybe a kitchenette or something, some rooms, some dorm rooms, things like that, off to the left-hand side. And from off that side, you can kind of hear the sounds of digging. As you step on in and hear the sounds of digging, Harsuma turns and says, "Now, what a bang!" You hear a bang from further down. Everyone kind of turns. It's twice as scared, Caleb. Everyone turns, stops for a second. Digging stops.
Is that normal?
Holds his finger up. Digging begins again.
Not a problem. Please come speak to the others.
As you step on in, make a perception check for me.
Oh, fuck. If that fucking cow man is here, I'm going to be so annoyed. Oh, 18 plus perception. I think it's a 6. 24.
24, beautiful. As you glance around,
roll my hatchet.
You count.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You count 6 Kenku, 4 lizard folk, what appears to be a very buff-looking Yuan Ti. A Yuan Ti that seems to have more of a cobra look to them, standing at the end of the room. Standing next to them, you see a little Kenku with a leather kind of vest on.
Daddy Kenku.
And you've got the lizard guy beside you. So here you would see, 6 Kenku, 4 lizard folk, the lizard guy you're talking to, the Kenku in the vest, and a Yuan Ti that looks like a cobra, and a rather buff-looking Yuan Ti. They're all in this one chamber. You would hear movement off to the side. You gather there's more off digging. You would see some of them are guarding the goods. Some of them are carting the goods out that way. As you step around these goods, Hasuma leads you to the individuals there. As you step in, Azareth, Hasuma looks over his shoulder and he says,
Jaina is over here.
And gestures towards the Kenku in the vest. As you step on up, Hasuma says to you,
Welcome, emissaries. This is Traina.
And the Kenku kind of nods to you.
And Adudim.
And gestures to the Yuan Ti with the cobra-like look to them. They say,
We have worked here for a while now. We made our way from Peric's Perch and Viper's Pass, respectively. Recruited some of the locals here, and we have begun preparations for our move. The tunnel is being dug as we speak. We're avoiding what we believe is the cause of the troubles here in the Howling Ring. And soon our kind will be liberated and where we belong.
The Kenku looks at you, Azareth, and goes,
I was just going to grunt.
Comes towards you. As they trot on towards you, you watch as they reach up with a hand.
It's okay. You should save it.
You should save it.
And is going to give you a Cure Wounds. As they cast Cure Wounds on you. 16 points of healing to you.
I'll kind of stand like a little more upright.
Kind of looks over you.
Maybe I should wash up.
Roll a persuasion or deception or performance. It's up to you. Sorry, deception or performance.
I don't like Jake's face.
18.
With a 19.
Oh.
Kind of clicks a little bit.
Caleb just fingered.
As she...
What?
Just real quick.
You'll never know. It's a podcast.
Beautiful. As that happens, kind of clicks and chirps a little bit. As it clicks and chirps a little bit, you would watch as Yuan Ti Adudim kind of steps down.
I believe we have a traitor in our midst.
And Adudim is going to look at you. As Adudim looks at you, can you make a wisdom saving throw as you feel detect thoughts start to come through your mind? The Kenku start to approach on you. Hasuma looks at you and says,
Just one moment, please, dealing with a tricksy folk.
I get a
you
plus understand. Four, right?
Are you within?
Oh, well.
You're not within 10 feet.
And I don't know it's you.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah exactly.
It's an 8.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Okay. Here's what happens.
No.
As you
I'm
kind of
cast
look-
counter spell.
Well, that's
so. Yeah. So, I'm gonna need that before you roll next time.
Oh, okay. Well, then let it happen.
Okay. Yeah. You let either roll to save. If you figure out,
true. Yeah.
Excellent. The Yuan Ti kind of looks at you. You look into its eyes, and it starts to swirl. Like, what's her name? Ka. Thank you. As the eyes start to swirl, you start to feel. Probing in your mind.
Ooh, I know
you
that feel feeling, right?
Yeah, you feel the pull of you feel a rewinding of actions that have happened, you adopting this form, the death of the Kenkus. There's a little push and it goes back a little bit further, not quite to Bokt but to the ships, and this Yuan Ti has seen enough and says,
This is no lizard folk, this is half elven.
So I read through my disguise, didn't you?
Yeah.
And I'll cast Greater Invisibility.
you cast Greater Invisibility. Give me 2 seconds.
Yeah, counter spell.
Counter spells too, man.
Yeah. The Kenku that is right up in front of you is going to throw out a counter spell real quick. I need to start marking off these spells. It's going to throw out a counter spell real quick to prevent that. And we are going to have to.
I am going to counter spell.
Counter spell the counter spell?
Yeah.
Excellent.
I have to.
Beautiful. Go ahead and burn that spell slot. Where are we? Kenku's used that. Excellent. And the lizard hasn't done anything yet. Excellent. As you counterspell the counterspell, as it flashes back and forth, you disappear. The Yuan Ti says,
why do I always kind of talk before I do something? It's frustrating. Please, everyone, there are people outside trying to get in. Everyone lock down.
And the door kind of gets locked in. As you turn invisible, roll greater invisibility.
Yeah.
Last for a minute. Can you go ahead and roll stealth with advantage? And then we're going to go ahead and...
That's what I said. Oh. Yeah. 16.
16? Okay. 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 They seem to be looking where you were, not where you are. And you gather you've disappeared. As this invisibility drops, immediately there is a rushing of people running to wherever the digging's happening. And you are here in this temple with little rooms off to the side and a corridor that leads down the same direction they're heading to. You see Force and Alpin there. Alpin's kind of standing, looking back and forth. You see these three leaders, the Kenku, the lizard folk, and the Yuan Ti standing there. Everyone's in full action at the moment. What would you guys like to do?
I'm just looking around. Hey, what happened to that lizard? Where'd he go? Wait, what happened to that lizard folk?
The Adudim, the Yuan Ti, looks at you and says,
that was no lizard folk. That was a half-elven individual.
Looks at Sir Alpin.
Oh, did you bring someone you didn't tell me about?
Did you bring someone you didn't tell him about?
Alpin looks at you with like a, what the fuck are you doing? And he goes, no, of course not. If they're half-elven, they're filthy half-bloods. I wouldn't have anything to do with them.
Right.
The Yuan Ti looks at Sir Alpin and goes,
indeed. Arrest him.
And the Kenku and the large, chunky Yuan Ti, the bustly one, kind of head towards Sir Alpin. Sir Alpin looks at you and says, Force, what do I do? What do I do, Force? What do I do, Force? What are you doing, Azareth?
People are running out of the room to go down to where the digging is.
Yeah, and there's two of them go to the door, the front door, to block off the front door in case you try to go there. But they're not blocking the corridor to the digging. They're just running down there to alert the diggers.
Yeah, and how many people are in the room?
You would see that there are so there's six Kenku, four lizards. There's around 14 people in here. You watch as two of the lizards go to the door. Two of the lizards are running down. You're just in with Kenku, large muscly Yuan Ti, and the three leaders.
Okay, I'm gonna follow some of the people who ran down the corridor.
Excellent.
And try and duck into a room at some point.
Yeah, make a real quick perception check for me. Mm-hmm.
Good. 16.
Excellent. You dart down the corridor. As you dart down the corridor, you are faced with a myriad of rooms to the left and right. And as you get down here, you can see that there's light coming just beyond one of the rooms. They look like they've cleared one of the walls, burst down one of the walls, and started digging down from one of the rooms. As you look there, they're all kind of running down there to make sure that everything's safe. You kind of glance to the left. Left's probably going to be safer. And as you turn to the left, you run down. There's like two or three rooms down there. As you hustle into one, it's a small kitchenette. As you hustle into the small kitchenette, you want to stay here? Seems like there's no live individuals here, as far as you can tell.
I'm going to drop. I'm going to drop the invisibility.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm going to take off the neck, you stupid fucking thing, and I'll put it back on, and then just change my image into a different lizard folk. There's a bunch of people running around.
I don't think that's a bad idea.
It's not a bad plan.
Excellent. You change to another lizard folk. Back with Force and Sir Alpin. Sir Alpin is looking very nervous as most of them advance towards him.
Sir Alpin, do you have anything to say?
He looks at you with a look of utter betrayal. And he says,
I...
for my liege. And he drops his spear down into some sort of attack. He's aiming it like at you. As he aims it at you, he's going to try and wink at you.
Sweet. Clink. Okay, cool.
He's going to do this with advantage. I assume you're helping.
Okay.
No? Okay.
No. Okay, yeah, sure. I'll trust him. I'll let him do it.
I'll call that a 19. With a 19, they all turn to you, turn to him, they rush him. Is anything you'd like to do as they rush him?
I'm going to wink back, step up, punch him, and cast command and sleep.
Okay, he's going to willingly fail.
Cool.
And he drops to the ground, sleeping. As they go to rush, they stop. The head Yuan Ti, Adudim, says, "Take him. Lock him in the kitchenette."
In the kitchenette?
No, he says, "Take him. Put him with the others.
The church will question him in our own time."
They pick him up and they take him out. You kind of shut the door to the kitchen quietly as they come around the corner dragging Sir Alpin. They look up at you. It is the big muscly Yuan Ti and a couple of Kenku. The big muscly Yuan Ti says, "Get to guarding," and kind of pushes the first door. And as he pushes Alpin into the first door, you walk past and you catch a glimpse of 5 or 6 tied, gagged individuals, Arakokra, and the door shuts.
Okay. I'll stand outside of the door until kind of things settle a bit.
Yeah. So you're guarding the door with the prisoners in there?
Be a guard.
Okay, excellent.
There's two Yuan Ti's went in there.
The big muscly Yuan Ti went in there. Amazing. Just put Sir Alpin in there, then walked out, and the two Kenku stayed in there.
Two Kenku.
Yeah. Excellent. We cut to you two in the tunnel. As you're in the tunnel, as you're making your way, as you're making your way through, as you're making your way through, you hear kind of,
go find them.
And as you kind of come through completely hidden, you would come to an open area. As you come to an open area, you would see a number of tunnels curving off. They look to have been carved out recently. And you would see, as you stand here in this one hidden area, that a couple of lizard folk come jumping down into the rubble and they run down one of the further tunnels. As they run down, you hear, you don't speak Draconic. You would hear Azeroth mine here. You would hear, and you would hear kind of the digging stop and footsteps, and you would watch as the two lizard folk come back. And there are another 4 Kenku and another 2 lizard folk on top of that. Coming out of there, they have digging tools and equipment. As they come out, they kind of drop their tools and equipment down. As they drop their tools and equipment down, they head up and they head up to try and help out with whatever's going on. What do you two want to do?
I want to see if I can hear any other like sounds, chatter from the other tunnels. Like,
excellent. You step out into the main area and kind of listen to the other 2 or 3 tunnels. Make a perception check for me.
Not bad. 15.
Okay. With a 15, you would hear dripping from one of the tunnels. You would hear nothing from the tunnel that they came from. And from a 3rd tunnel, you would hear like wind coming from deep in that tunnel.
Well, I guess we follow where they went. Oh. Are you okay?
Shit, fuck.
I had a plan, updated my character sheet, and then I went, shit, I can't do that plan. I thought the key could cast those spells once each. It casts only one of them. So I thought I could.
I'm going to...
Stop rolling dice.
Say, Agnar's going to hold her amulet.
11's
going to
hit nothing, Michael. Michael's maybe rolling digital dice and showing up on the last screen.
Agnar's going to hold her amulet again and say, "Nesh, where are you?" And I'm going to cast locate creature.
Excellent. As you cast locate creature, you will get a ping up where the lizard folk and the Kenku ran to, back in towards the temple.
Lovely.
No one's getting past me.
I'm gonna fucking eviscerate you.
Back in the temple, you would see as
head on,
head on in that direction. Excellent.
I will lead.
Yeah,
Agnar.
So
I need to be. You need to be right beside me in order to still get the bonus.
Oh, but I'll be leading you because I know where we're going.
Okay. Back in the temple, you would see that a lot of the Kenku are just walking around, stabbing midair. you would see that the lizard folk are kind of sniffing around. You are led to the top where the statue of Brigantia is. You are standing with the three leaders.
Is the statue of Brigantia, has it been sort of desecrated like the other statue in the other Brigantia temple?
It doesn't appear to have been, no. Okay. Yeah. Doesn't look like it's been well kept in the last month or so, like cleaned, but it hasn't been defaced or anything like that. As you're led across that way, Hasuma says to you,
apologies for this. Had we known you were coming, we would have secured things more. We've had the odd incursion from the odd affected creatures here.
Apologies from me, apparently bringing a spy into the midst. I would have thought they'd done the background research on associates.
Where did you find him?
I was sent to pick him up from the docks.
The docks? Curious. What is your purpose here?
To check, one, on progress. How far away are we? Questions are starting to get asked.
We should be in Lornacarth relatively shortly. We considered using the other tunnel, but we didn't want to run into the likes of...
Gestures to where Sir Alpin was taken.
They'd be happy to hear that. Second thing I was here for was to apparently broker a deal between us and Neodracht, but I guess that's gone down the shitter.
Well, Sin and Sashara, their plan, I guess, if all fails, you know we were ordered to take the tunnel to Neodracht. It would be a dangerous journey, but it will be our liberation should plan A fail.
Always have to have a backup plan B, and even then C and D.
Indeed, the foresight to have the clerics forced to heal us is ingenious.
Is that how you've managed to stay?
Well, that's how we've managed to stay safe, and that is how we plan to take over. Healing on tap.
Good to hear. Do you want to show me progress?
We'd love to.
As Hasuma says that, the Kenku kind of trots along beside you and goes...
I just give a little nod. He's like...
kind of do the... looks at you with one eye, looks at you with the other eye.
Yeah. Look up and down. Reach out a hand, a little feathered friend. I used to have one of you before. Right. I got a bit of... I look at around.
A bit of snake tongue, hombre.
The Kenku kind of shakes its feathers. Kind of puffs up a little bit and kind of straightens itself.
All right, all right.
Trots off. As it trots off, the Yuan Ti Adudim steps up to you. As they step up to you, they...
Adudim running a tight ship here by the looks of it.
Yes, I do try.
Judge will be happy to hear that they appointed an appropriate person.
Would you consent to having your mind looked into?
And why would that be necessary?
Why would it be necessary to ask if you have nothing to hide?
Because I have secrets of the church that the church would kill me if got out.
Go ahead and roll intimidation.
Ooh, that's a d12. That won't do well. Let's do this one.
Unless you roll a natural 12, I'll give it to
you. Oh, that's a 15 plus an 8. That's a 23.
Excellent. Yeah. Adudim looks at you and says,
a very good point. I hope my deeds don't go unsung.
Your values speak for themselves.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
It was very quick. That was very snappy.
Ooh, someone who can take a joke. I think we're going to like each other.
You are led down the corridor. Before you're led down the corridor, Edirat, Agnar, you come up from the rubble, and you would see where your locate creature is. There appears to be a lizard folk standing at the door to attention. Doesn't notice you. Seems to be there, just patiently, quietly standing. You hear talking through the corridor that leads to the temple. The temple's not that far away.
Mm.
Should I get them in there?
Anyone getting deja vu?
Well, we should let the others know that we've come inside and we've found where they are, and then we can go up back outside and come back with everyone. Right? Okay.
You hear footsteps coming in that direction.
Going to cast sending.
Yeah.
Definitely. To Azareth.
Excellent.
It's just like before.
Yeah.
Hello, Azareth.
She's just sitting in front of you.
What a kill it.
We made it inside, okay, and found where Nesh and the others are. We can come back.
You're just the lizard. The lizard. The lizard goes to open his mouth to talk.
Nope.
Outside and meet you all.
Excellent. You get that message. What do you say back in your mind?
Agnar, great news. We're inside too. I'm standing guard outside where the healers and Alpin are. Sort of compromised.
I'm at, this is 20? Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And I have 5?
Yeah.
45?
Compromised. Force in good graces with leadership.
Excellent. You get that message back as Edirath. All you see is just like this glowing lightning with Edirath with murderous intent looking at this lizard folk. You as a lizard folk might just be like, well, there's a little light in the tunnel. The footsteps get closer and closer. You hear them as well now. And you would hear,
hang on.
I will show you the tunnel, the progress we have made.
Excellent. I look forward to seeing it.
Azareth.
Is that whispered?
That's like whispered, like the right amount of whispered, hopefully, okay. To just like carry down.
As that
down.
Whisper reaches you, you hear it from in the darkness where they came up from the cave and the digging. As you hear that, there are footsteps. You guys would
how
see.
How have you made such fantastic progress so quickly?
We have the inability to be exhausted while we have clerics here. You don't take exhaustion if you can't have exhaustion.
Oh, no shit. What spells that?
Greater restoration.
Oh, wow, you've got some powerful clerics around here.
Powerful clerics and a lot of diamonds. They seem to keep them as a stockpile here.
The one I had with me for a while was pretty useless.
Yes, most clerics are.
I was trying.
They walk past you. As they walk past you, you would just see the lizard folk and the leadership are essentially following you, Force. As they follow you, the Kenku, Traina, kind of trots a little bit and kind of stops, looks across to you, Azareth.
And take a step side of the door. If I'm standing guard, but like letting them go through.
Like, they just like fly off with Force. You guys watch as Force and these this large lizard folk, this tall Yuan Ti and this smaller Kenku kind of march down towards the tunnels as they walk past the tunnel with the wind.
We dug through that area there. It led us to the Underdark, and we presume Neodract, we left it. We thought it best to make our own safer tunnel this way.
And smart. They kind of lead you down a tunnel as you're led down a tunnel with the three leadership, just you and the three leadership.
And so they passed.
They passed. The yeah, okay, they passed you. Okay, okay. These guys are hidden as well.
When you heard your name, was there any response?
Yeah, there was a little bit of like taken back and like, because I heard it from where the light is coming from, I assume.
Yeah. The little sparkle, yeah.
And then I would have like very quickly kind of stood at attention when seeing like the force in them pass by.
Yeah.
And then I'll kind of squint into like the darkness and mean like, and whisper, Agnar.
You see him whisper, Agnar.
That's Azareth.
It's me. I said I was going to turn into a... Is that a sword?
You can fucking... I'm gonna, yeah.
I'll kind of like walk closer to...
The corridor that you, so you can see.
Are there still the two little guys?
Two little guys are in the room with the prisoners. The rest of the troop are hunting around the temple.
The two little guys are the Kenku.
Two of the Kenku are in the other room. The rest, the giant, the big muscly Yuan-ti, the lizard folk, the other Kenku are all just like... Literally from where you are, Michael, to the bedroom, like down a corridor that far in the temple. And you are there.
Not far.
Not far at all.
Do I see? Do you guys come out?
You guys can step out, yeah.
Very quiet. This is a very tense.
I'm just holding the key and suddenly even you're talking, it's just like slightly.
There are two Kenku in there. Two bird folk with Sir Alpin, and it seems like most of the healers. I don't know if they're all there. Can do it really, really quietly because they're not far.
We should make it completely quietly. Right. Yes. Right. Yes. If we need help, I'll open the door, but you won't be able to hear anything
right now.
An edge.
So do you want to kill the Kenku and then get the
we need to get out? Everyone out.
Horses with the leaders.
How?
Force. That's how, I guess. Somehow his absurd fucking reasoning gets him into these situations and they work.
Right.
It's fine. It's loud. If he needs us, right, we'll know it. I'll stand watch on
right.
So I'll kind of walk out to the...
You watch as one of the lizard folk and one of the Kenku are kind of making their way down the corridor, stabbing the air. Okay. They're doing like a literal just like sweep as they stab the air there.
Gonna head in.
Yep.
And as soon as we open the door, I'm gonna cast silence.
Excellent.
As soon as I can see the Kenku,
okay,
I'm gonna
as
center the silence.
Open the door. As you watch a lizard folk and a Kenku on their way down,
join
you're doing the same. Excellent.
As if I'm like covering ground.
And as you make your way into a dark tunnel with three enemies, maybe we're gonna go ahead and leave it there.
Theater of the Mind Flayer.
Thank you for listening to Theater of the Mind Flayer. If you like what you heard, give us a like, give us a review, rate us 5 stars. If you want to hear more, follow us on Patreon for more exclusive content and extra goodies. And make sure you follow us on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Theater of the Mind Flayer or at Mind Flayer _pod. Thanks.